Well, I was actually called probably about 15 minutes before the aircraft was actually going to land, but it actually circled a few times just to burn off some fuel and then actually landed quite safely. So it was actually a beautiful thing to watch.
Were you confident? Were people telling you that there really weren't any serious concerns?
No, well, I mean, you never know in these situations what the response could be. You know, we don't really know how the aircraft will actually respond. The tyre had actually blown on takeoff, so therefore, you know, you're not really sure exactly how much damage has been caused and what its capacity is to land.
Wow. So what kicks into place? What then starts when we spoke to you in March about the scenario you were practicing for an airplane that had run or shot over the runway, as it were? What kicks off when this starts to happen locally?
Well, locally, the indication is from the aircraft to their ground people and also the tower, and the tower actually send out they have a call out that activates the police, fire and rescue, and the RFS actually, an ambulance respond, as well as the airport agencies like the airport manager and their staff, and also the ground operators. We actually have our own processes that we follow, and everybody congregates at a local location. The fire response vehicles, which are the first on site, would be positioned strategically so that when the aircraft lands that they can access the aircraft very quickly.
So they were just all lights and flashes, the glow could be seen from quite a distance away. They were all quite ready to go and waiting for the landing. What are you doing at that moment?
Well, I was actually positioned at the response area. I wasn't actually right on the edge of the runway. I was ready to coordinate. We were ready to set up what they call a forward command post. So with police, fire and ambulance, we actually set up a location where we can actually communicate quite openly and discuss what requirements and what response is needed and what activity is actually taking place and what needs to occur moving forward.
Yeah, it sounded like the pilot did a great job of just sort of gently easing in more heavily on one side. Is that what it looked like?
It actually looked, I was a little distance away from where it landed, but it just looked like a standard landing.
Wow.
I didn't hear or see anything that I thought was unusual, apart from the fact that it came to a standstill in the middle of the runway when it finally came to a stop, so the assessment could be done as to whether the aircraft could move on further and if there was any damage or injuries that needed to be responded to immediately. But all looked quite fine. The assessment was done and then the aircraft was ferried towards the terminal so the passengers could disembark.
Julie Stewart's with us on ABC New England North, where she's the airport manager at Tamworth Regional Airport. People were saying, and not on tape, but the Dash 8s are some of the best planes we have in the air, and if you're ever in that unfortunate situation, you want to be on one of those planes. Are they a pretty sturdy plane?
Absolutely. They're probably the best for regional New South Wales and for regional Australia, actually. So, they're some of the best aircraft to be flying in.
And what's your understanding? Is that plane already back up in the air?
Yes, it is. It was fully assessed last night just to assess if there was any other damage or malfunction on the aircraft. So that was assessed last night. The tyre was changed and was back in the air by about 8:30 this morning.
Gee, there you go. That's amazing, isn't it? A few people on our Facebook page are sort of saying, why Tamworth? Why was it diverted to Tamworth, not Armidale? Is it because you've got the engineers here?
Well, we actually have, apart from the engineers and the maintenance base that we have here, we also have great emergency services responding response. It's a rapid, and the number of emergency services we have available makes it an ideal location for handling situations like that.
And was it the hospital told as well? Were they sort of on alert?
They would have been on the call-out list, so they would have been alerted. This with a blown tyre, the risk, you know, it depends on which tyre and where it's been blown out. So, you know, you don't know what's going to happen until it hits the ground. So if everybody's alerted, particularly with that notification, it's great. You know, we had plenty of notification to have the response that we needed.
So how will you sort of debrief this, or have you already done that this morning?
Not because it was a fairly simple, straightforward exercise.
Yeah.
It was a quick check to make sure everybody was happy with the response, and the general response was, it's textbook.
Thumbs up. You must be proud of your team, Julie. That's a great result.
Yeah, it's not only the airport team, the ground handlers that actually deal with the airline, all the emergency services, the police, the fire brigade, Rural Fire Service and New South Wales Ambulance worked magnificently. So, you know, we're a good team.